fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
One Silver! Let's go, big fellow! And Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up on the crest of a hill that overlooked the town of Bender's Gap that nestled in a valley.
Well, that's the town, Tonto.
That where Sheriff Hastings lived?
Yes.
Why him need help, Kemosabe?
I don't know, Tonto. Hastings told the Padre he had a mystery he couldn't solve.
And Padre asked you to go there. Maybe help
him. Yes, that's right.
We go now?
Well, it might be better if we...
What matter?
Otto, something's happening right now.
Ah, that's right.
I have the binoculars right here. Maybe I can see what's going on.
Plenty people gathering in the street.
Yes.
You see him better?
They're in front of the sheriff's office. Looks like Hastings has trouble on his hands.
We go there now?
Yes. Come on, Silver.
Let's count.
Sheriff Hastings was in trouble. Just outside his office, the townspeople of Bender's Gap, led by Banker Willis, were loudly insisting that the sheriff do something to stop the series of holdups and robberies that had plagued their town.
Sheriff, you got to do something.
Sure, Mr. Faye. Now the bank.
Here comes quiet down, all of you. When you're talking at once, you can't hear none of you. Quiet down.
I demand action.
Take it easy, Mr. Willis. Let me get the facts as I know what's going on.
I'll give you the facts in four words. My bank was robbed.
Last night?
Yes. And it's probably the same gang that's robbed other places.
Where's my head deputy? Where's Hank Beatty?
Right here, sir.
I want to see you.
Yeah, I expected you would.
Get inside the office. You too, Mr. Willis. I'll hear what you got to say. Let's see if you're going about your business. Go on now, see that, and break up, clear the road. Come on, come on. Sit right down there, Mr. Williams. You say your bag was robbed?
Yes, last night.
That ratty. Where's all this robbing going to end?
It won't end until you find the thieves and get them out of circulation.
Yep. Willie's concerned at all, I know who the crooks are.
Yes, but you
I know Parker and his men are the ones that have been robbing everything here in town. But, I can't prove it.
Sheriff.
Well, what is it?
I went to Parker's house last night. I was near the house all night long, didn't sleep one second.
Well?
Parker didn't leave the house, and neither did any of his men.
That should prove your suspicions are wrong, Sheriff.
Doggone.
If you'd spend less time trying to pin those robberies on Parker's men and look for other suspects, you might get someplace.
It can't be Sam Parker, Sheriff.
Yeah. When the post office was robbed, I had Glenn Peters watching the Parker ranch.
He told you the same as me. Parker didn't leave his place.
Well, I figured maybe Glenn had fell asleep. Maybe missed seeing Parker leave.
Well, I didn't fall asleep, and Parker didn't leave.
I'd say Parker has an airtight alibi, Sheriff.
Well, he's not the thief who is.
Well, Sheriff, why do you suspect Sam Parker?
On account of the way him and all the men who work for him spend money. Also, on account of the way this smirking, slick-talking fool cat looks at me and laughs up his sleeve.
If that's the way you decide a man's guilt, I...
Willis! I've been a lawman for a good many years. And I know a crook when I see one. And I tell you, Parker is a crook.
But the only trouble is, your own deputies give Parker an alibi.
Good morning, sir.
Parker!
I thought you were going to question me. As usual. Good morning, Mr. Willis.
Morning, Parker.
And Hank Brady. Well, how's the deputy today?
All right.
I suppose old Stick in the Mud suspects I robbed your bank, huh, Willis?
Well, Parker! How'd you know the bank was robbed?
Is there anyone in town who doesn't know it, Sheriff?
Really?
It's quite a ride to my ranch for an old man.
Old man?
So I thought I'd save you the trouble of coming out to ask the usual foolish question.
Good, he told you.
I'll take it easy, Sheriff. Now, let's see. Question one is usually, where were you last night? Well, I was at my ranch house as usual. Played cards with three of my men till 10 o'clock, and then we turned in for the night. Slept soundly, too.
There you have it.
Next question is, can I prove I was at home all night? And the answer? Of course I can. Three men were in the house with me, and your deputy was watching the house to make sure that no one left. That's right, isn't it, Brady?
That's right.
Now, the next question
is... You shut
is...
up. I'll ask the questions.
Very well. Just trying to help you, that's all.
Peggy, you think you're all fired slick?
Not at all.
Where do you pay the men who work in your ranch?
Usual rates.
Well, then, how can they spend three times what they're supposed to earn?
Oh, do they spend that much?
They do. I got figures from the cafe and the gambling hall. I've got them right here.
No wonder you suspect my men and me.
Where'd they get that much money?
Why don't you ask the men, Sheriff?
I aimed it.
And they'll tell you I cut them in for a share of the profits from a gold mine I happen to own.
A gold mine?
Yes. I believe a well-paid man's the best worker. I'll pay my men well and get more from them.
I never heard about you owning a gold mine.
Oh, I haven't bragged about it.
Yeah, Parker, stop that smirking grin.
Sorry.
Gold mine, that's a likely story.
You can ask my men. Matter of fact, I just got some money from the mine the other day. Plan to split it with my boys today or tomorrow.
Yeah, more likely the split-up cash will be Banker Willis's money.
Sorry you feel that way, Sheriff. Guess I can't do any more around here.
Maggie! You're riding high, wide, and handsome. But the day is coming when I'll clip your horns. You wait and see.
I'll wait, Sheriff. If you think of anything you'd like to ask me or my men, we'll be at the ranch, going about our chores as usual. Good day, Mr. Willis.
Goodbye.
Brady.
So long.
Good day, Sheriff.
Yes.
Come out and see me whenever you want.
I'll be there. Shit. The doggone smirking poor cat. You see, Willis? You see what I mean?
Well, maybe you're letting a grudge distort your judgment, Sheriff. I must be going. I'd advise you to forget Sam Parker and look somewhere else for the thief.
Well, I want advice, I'll ask for it. Oh, Brady, You go with Willis and see if you can pick up any clues at the bank.
Right. I'll go along with you, Mr. Willis.
Very well.
See you later, Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, doggone it all. I know Parker's guilty. Know it as well as a no more name.
Harold,
what did...
Take it easy.
Mish.
Hold it. Don't go for a gun.
How'd you get in here? Where'd you come from? Who are you? What do you want?
I came through the back door a few minutes ago. I heard most of what was said.
But you can't...
The padre told me of your problem.
The padre?
Yes. This may identify me.
A bullet.
Made of silver.
Great Caesar's ghost, a silver bullet.
I want to help you.
The Lone Ranger.
A short time later, Sam Parker, back at his ranch, was in high spirits as he told his men of his meeting with Sheriff Hastings. Butch Sneed and Lefty, Parker's ranch hands, were also enjoying the sheriff's predicament as their boss continued his story.
I tell you, boys, I could hardly wait to get back here to the ranch to tell you about old Hastings.
Hey, you must have stopped him cold when he asked the questions for him, eh, Parker?
I sure did.
Hey, Parker, his name is riding this way.
What do you mean, Sneed?
The sheriff.
He's coming here.
Look out that window. He just rained up.
Well, good. I'll have some more fun with him.
Maybe he wants to ask more question.
Open the door, Butch.
Yeah. Hi there, Sheriff. Come right in.
Hey, Andy.
Just got home a half hour ago.
Yeah, it didn't take you long to decide to check up on your story.
You know my men, Sneed, Butch, Lefty.
Yeah, howdy, Sheriff. Howdy, Sheriff.
You, Sneed.
Hey?
Yeah. How much you earn on this job?
30 a month. What?
30 a month, eh? How much did you spend in the cafe last month?
Oh, that. I spent a lot more than I earned as a cowhand. You see, the boss divvies up his earnings from a gold mine.
Didn't you believe me, Sheriff?
I expect there's no use asking any more. You critters the same question.
They can do no more than tell you the truth, Sheriff. Sorry if the truth won't help you. Very sorry. Yeah.
Hey, boss, look out the door. A girl's riding this way.
A girl?
Yeah, I know her. It's Jean Martin. Her pa runs the express office.
Whoa!
Why is she coming here?
Maybe the express office has been robbed.
Maybe by us, eh, Sheriff?
Well, you shut up.
I've got the
seat. Hey, Miss Jean, you come all the way from town to see me?
Yes. Hank Brady said you'd come here.
Well, what's wrong, Jean? Has your pa's express office been robbed?
No. That is, not yet.
Not yet? What do you mean? Well,
when Pa heard of last night's robbery, he sent me to get you. He's mighty worried about having so much gold on hand.
Gold? What gold?
Gold for the shipment.
Miss Jean.
Oh, dear. I shouldn't have spoken.
Well, you catch out of the bag now. Go on and talk.
Well, Dad wants to see you about shipping the gold. He's afraid to send it out, and he's afraid to keep it. You see, there's been a suspicious-looking man hanging around the office.
Yeah?
Dad saw him, looking in the window. He wears a mask.
Yeah. Jean, you come with me. We'll ride back to town together, and you can tell me about your poor suspicion.
All right, Sheriff.
I'll see you again, Puggy.
Anytime, Sheriff. Any old time.
Boss, you heard that?
Martin's got a shipment of gold.
I heard it, boy. Now, sit down. We've got to make some plans to let that masked man get blamed for all the robberies.
We got to know more about that masked man. Maybe he's just what we need. Someone to take the blame for things.
Boys, I'm going to learn more about him. All about him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. When Sam Parker learned that a shipment of gold was to leave the express office within the next day or so, he called on the sheriff, who already suspected him of being the ringleader in a number of recent robberies.
Yes. Now calm down, Sheriff.
Thank you, the less I see you, the better I like it.
I know, but just listen for a minute.
You called Longmont.
Yes, I did. What up?
You asked him when he aimed to send the gold.
Well?
You aimed to add that to the stuff that's already been stolen?
Sheriff, I'm being downright patient with you. I came here to you, Orpheus, because I knew you'd suspect me if anything was to happen to the gold shipment.
You doggone rat.
Well, hasn't it ever occurred to you that this masked stranger that's been around town is more likely to be the leader of the robbers than I am?
No.
Well, it should. I'm sick and tired of your suspicions, and I want an end to them. I want you to have half a dozen men at my house tonight.
Maybe you think you're being smart, Puggy. Maybe you think that just because you insist on guards, I won't send none. Well, don't count on that. There'll be men watching your house tonight. They'll watch it so sharp that a mosquito can't get out without being seen.
Good. That's exactly what I want. Good day, Sheriff.
Good day. Slick talking pool cat.
When Sam Parker left the office, the sheriff crossed to a door that opened into an inner office. There the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting, and with them was a girl, Jane Martin.
He's gone, huh, Sheriff?
Yep. Did you hear what he said?
Yes, I did. You'd like to have me blamed for the express robbery.
Sheriff, Mr. Parker had a long talk with my dad.
Yep, I know he did, Miss Jane.
Well, did you know he asked Dad to come and spend the night at his ranch?
He did that?
Yes, just to prove he didn't leave the ranch, to steal the gold.
Doggone. What do you think of that, mister?
Well, Sheriff, I think it would be a fine idea.
But if something happened to Dad?
If Parker's a thief, you're not letting anything happen to your father in his home.
But how can Parker be the thief?
That's what we're going to try to find out.
He is a thief. I know he is. Trouble is in proving it.
We'll try to prove it tonight.
I don't see how he can be if he and his men don't leave the Parker ranch house.
Jane, between now and tomorrow morning, you'll have reason to think I'm the thief.
No. No, I'd never believe that. Not even though you do wear a mask.
You'd be right.
What?
Tonto and I are going to stop the stage and take the box of gold. After that, I think some surprising things will happen.
That night, the sheriff and a group of special deputies rode to the Parker ranch house. They reined up as darkness began to settle down. Sam Parker himself came to the porch to welcome the lawman.
Hi there. Hello, Sheriff. Glad you got here.
Thank you. Take care of my horse.
Right. Come on in, Sheriff.
I brought some deputies along, Parker.
Yeah, so I see. Bring him inside with you.
I got different ideas.
Oh?
If everyone's inside, it'll be easy for you slick ears to make out like he was going to bed and slip out the bedroom window.
I see. Well, suit yourself.
Boys, you know the orders. Around the house. Two men to a side. Keep an eye on every door and window. Work in pairs and see that none of you fall asleep. Now get moving your places. Yeah, go inside with you, Parker.
Good. Anchor Willis is already here.
Willis?
Step right in.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Good evening, Mr. Willis. What are you doing here?
Parker asked me to stay the night, and I'm here to do so. I'm going to satisfy myself that you're trying to pin the robberies on the wrong man.
Yeah, well, nothing will be proved if the stage goes through without being held up.
In that case, Sheriff, there'll be no harm done. But if the stage is robbed...
You seem pretty certain it's going to be robbed.
You've been told about the masked man.
I trust you've left some deputies in town.
I bet he ain't. He's staking everything on trying to pin it all on us. One-track mind.
Good,
now, gents, we got a long time to wait. We won't get anywhere by arguing. How about some poker, man?
Yeah. Suits me. All right.
It was a dull game of poker.
Yes,
after an hour, the men grew weary. And after 2 hours, they threw down the cards and quit.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah, me too.
But, gents, I'm sorry to be a poor host, but I'm tired.
Boss, is there any reason why we got to sit up all night?
No reason at all, Sneed.
Then I'm turning in.
Me too, Bert. Mr. Willis, you and the sheriff can make yourselves comfortable here in the living room.
All the bedroom doors open from this room so you can see if any of us try to leave the house.
Yeah. Then get this, Buggy. Might be the watching outside. So don't try to sneak out the window.
No. Good night, Sheriff. Good night, Willis.
Several miles away, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited by the moonlit trail, watching for the eastbound stage.
Should be along any minute now, Tonto.
Ah, stage two some time ago.
I think I hear it around the bend.
Well, the stage already been stopped. Maybe our plan fall through, huh?
I doubt if anyone would try and rob the stage between here and town.
It's plenty close to town.
Tonto, I hear it.
That's good.
Get ready. We'll catch it as it rounds a bend. Let him out of Potter.
Easy, big fellow. Steady. Keep ready.
There it is. Come on. Fire your gun into the air. Rain up there. Don't try it, guard.
Watch this.
What's it look like? Get your hands up and keep them there.
You won't get away with this.
Get the box. Hurry, Tonto.
Let me get it. How'd you know what we had on board?
Guard, you stand down. You won't be needed for the rest of this trip.
Hold on, you won't gain nothing by shooting me.
Get down.
All right, all right. I'm getting down.
Throw that box on the ground, Tonto. Here, put this one on board. Be careful how you handle it.
Hey, what's that?
A box like the one that holds the gold.
What are you putting that aboard for?
You see, by.
Careful of it, Tonto. Don't tip it.
Be careful.
Diver, hand down the guard's shotgun. Stock first.
But I...
Hurry.
Yeah, sure thing. Here.
Thanks. Here, guard. You'll need it to stand guard over the gold we took from the stage.
What? You mean to say that you...
You're hired to guard it, aren't you? Well, go ahead and guard it. On your way, driver.
But I don't savvy. What kind of a stick up is this?
On your way.
Okay, sure thing. Get up! Get up! What you have in the other box, the one you put in the place of the gold?
Guard, you'd better hide that gold, then go into town on foot. The express office should hear about the robbery. Monsilver!
Let's count!
It was much later the same night. The sheriff's men were still on duty around the Parker house, while in the living room, Banker Willis and the sheriff found it increasingly hard to keep awake.
Longest night I ever saw. Yeah, don't fall asleep. That's just what Parker's counting on.
Don't worry, Sheriff. I'll not fall asleep.
Maybe we should get some coffee, eh? Yeah, who is coming?
I hear it.
I'll open the door. We'll see who it is.
Whoa!
Jane Martin.
Yeah, sort of expected, eh? You mean stay right by your post. Don't stop watching the house.
Right, Sheriff, I've got to see you.
Howdy, Miss Jane.
Miss Jane, what are you doing here?
Father sent me. The stage was robbed.
What? Robbed?
The guard came back on foot. He said... Oh, Sheriff, he said that masked man stopped the stage. I can't believe it.
While you were here with all your men.
Well, take it easy, Mr. Willis. There's nothing to get excited about.
Nothing to get excited about? What about the gold? Jane, do you know what
happened? I don't know anything about it. Father didn't seem any more concerned than the sheriff.
Well, someone had better be concerned.
It's not you, Mr. Willis. Now, keep calm.
Here comes another horse, a rider.
Yep. Maybe that's what I'm waiting for.
What?
I'm waiting to get the report of the second stage holdup.
The second? What in the world is going on?
That's Tonto, all right, isn't it?
Hold on.
Yeah, what's the word, Tonto?
Sheriff, you know plans.
Yes.
What plans? Sheriff, what do you want?
Steady with this. Calm down and let Tonto speak.
Well, we follow stage. At distance.
Yet we
see holdup.
Yeah. It was after you and the masked man stopped it, eh?
That's right.
Did you see who did it?
Feller on white horse. With mask and face.
That's the description the driver gave, eh?
Ah.
All right. Now we set to get going. Hey, wait here.
Yes, sir.
Come in here. I'm going to wake our horse there. Yeah, door's locked. Hey, Parker, hey, get up.
What's the matter out there?
Open the door.
I'm here, Sheriff.
Stick around, Hank. Open up, Parker.
Now, what's the idea of waking me in the middle of the night?
Where'd you lock that door?
Why shouldn't I lock my own door?
Come on, Brady. Look the room over.
I'll see here.
Who's the Indian?
I'll meet Tonto.
Red Perkins goes, Tonto. We'll see if this door over here don't connect to the next room.
My men sleep there.
Wait in. Bring the lamp.
Hey, what's the idea?
Sure, what's going on?
Sheriff, see
here. Get up.
Of all the high-headed...
That goes for you, too, Willis. How about them clothes, Tonto?
Now, me take a look.
Hey, leave my clothes alone.
Oh, here. Sheriff, you take a look.
Whose jacket is that?
That's my jacket. What about it?
Looks like he was eating flapjacks and spilled molasses on it.
Sheriff,
well, that's not so, is it, Sneed? The truth is, you carried a wooden chest that you thought held gold, but instead it held an open jar of molasses that spilled out and leaked all over.
Why,
stand where you are, all of you. Look around, Tardu. See if you can find the thing that'll bear out the masked man's suspicions.
Here under the rug.
A trap door.
Open it up.
Well, you meddling old troublemaker.
Look out!
I'll show you.
Yeah, thanks, Tonto.
Too late for the shooting, huh?
The masked man.
Under the floor. Well, what is it?
Underground river once flowed beneath this house. The tunnel is still there. It comes out about a half a mile from here.
Harker, so that's how he got out of the house while it was surrounded by guards.
That proves nothing at all.
Perhaps not. The trail of molasses will prove everything. Sheriff, the stolen chest is right beneath the floor. And there's some other loot there as well.
Oh, my arm!
The molasses makes a perfect trail, all the way from here through the tunnel and across the plain to the stagecoach that was robbed.
That does it. Way, Cindy Perky, we got you now. We got you here, Ted.
But the first holdup.
Well, what about the gold?
I'll explain everything, Willis. But first, we'll take these crooks to town and jail them.
Come, Dotto. I have to get back to Silver.
Well, Sheriff, that masked man.
I'll tell you about him, too, Willis. He's the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.